Hats off to Detroit. Great defense. They're number one in the league for a reason, and they showed that today. But we have to do a lot better, especially at home, a divisional game. We always want to come out on top. But good thing we get to move forward and focus on Buffalo.
With all the time that you guys had to prepare for this game and to kind of deliver that performance, how disappointing was it?
That's very disappointing because, we expect a lot of ourselves, and I expect a lot of myself also. So, it was just one of those days where, we needed to show up, and we didn't. But just going to shift our focus now to Buffalo.
Take us to the interceptions, and what do you attribute them to today, Teddy?
Well, the first interception was just a poor decision, and I have to see the safety when he's back there. And the other two, you can't control. You can't control a batted ball, and you can't control, a ball that goes off a guy's hand. Everything happens so fast. So for me, I could be better, whether it's ball placement or, the trajectory of my passing. But it's a situation that I can learn from.
Is it hard to get comfortable with all the pressure on you?
It wasn't. I know that we had plays called, designed for me to get the ball out of my hand quick. And, plays designed for me to get the ball out to the guys on the edge and make plays for us. And I have to do a better job of just, being quicker in my decision-making, getting the football out of my hands faster.
100%, you looking at a little problem stepping into the passes.
I felt pretty good. I felt pretty good going into the game. I felt pretty good being out there today. I can't put a percentage on it, but I felt healthy. And, like I say, I'll just get better from today.
What did you expect the safety to do, and what did he do that deviated from that expectation?
I just expected the guy to run with the inside guy. I believe it was Greg, and he made a great play. The Detroit, like I said, they have a great defense, and those guys, they were prepared to play us. So, but in that situation, I just have to see the safety. I was expecting him to run with Greg, but he ran to the outside receiver, and he made a play.
Sell that he was going with the inside, or that's just what pre-snap you expected him to do?
He tried to sell it, but he just, he's a savvy guy, and he was able to make a great play.
You said you felt good before the game. Just overall, how did you feel after the game? You got hit a lot, including someone you were on the run to throwing. How do you feel after getting sacked 8 times and getting back around a little bit?
No, I still feel good. I came back into the locker room. My body was still feeling good, so I don't feel good about the loss. You never feel good about a loss, especially at home when it's a division game. But, as far as my body, I feel pretty good.
Seeing some pretty tight windows to throw into in that secondary, it didn't seem like there were a whole lot of separation between receiver and DBs today.
Yeah, there were some pretty tight windows. Detroit is a sound defense. But hey, it's the NFL. No guy's going to be wide open, on this level of football. So for me, like I said, I just have to be faster, whether it's in my decision-making, my movements in the pocket, and just ball placement.
Is it hard to get into a rhythm when there are some drops when you put a ball in a guy's hands?
It's somewhat hard, but, you have to have short-term memory. For me, it's all about just forgetting the next play, forgetting the previous play and moving on to the next play.
Teddy, having a game like this, does this give you the realization that you're still a rookie? There's going to be ups and downs in the NFL for a rookie quarterback.
Oh, yes. And that's what I expect. You're not just going to go out there and be perfect. Like I said, there are some throws that you're not going to be able to control. There's things that are going to happen throughout the game that, you won't be able to control. But at the same time, for me, it was an eye-opener because after my performance against Atlanta, I believe the expectation level was high, but I have a high expectation level for myself also. So after today, I'm just going to get back, watch the tape, prepare for Buffalo.
When you say it's an eye opener, you mean the difficulty of winning this league, or?
Oh yes, just the difficulty of winning in this league because each week is going to be different. Each opponent is different. 1 week you can go out and have over 500 total yards of total offense, and the next week you can have 200 yards of total offense. And that just says a lot about this league, how difficult it is each week. Nothing is given. You have to earn it all. And today we just didn't do that.
What do you think was the biggest difference, from where, when you were standing up here 2 weeks ago to that performance? Like, what has happened to the offense over the past couple of weeks?
Like I said, for me, I could be much quicker in my decision making, you know, being patient, you know, not trying to get it all in one play. And, you know, just overall, we just have to be better, you know, not just better on the football field, but better, you know, outside of the football field, where the surrounding facility and everything else. So, you know, we're just going to come back this week and learn from today and move forward.
Hey, Ken, how's that pressure? You're number one now. You're the starting quarterback. Did that have an effect this week? We thought about a home game, big game. How'd you feel, man? Did you feel confident?
Oh, yes. There was no pressure at all. You know, we put together a game plan I was comfortable with. We had a solid week of practice, and we were ready to play this game. But, no, the outcome just didn't show it.
David, can you remember a game where you didn't score a touchdown that leads your team to a touchdown?
I actually can't. But, you know, like I said, that just shows how tough this league is. You know, each week is going to be a different task. It's going to be a different level of difficulty. So today we struggled a little, but you know, it's always good when you can go back tomorrow and learn from today's mistakes.
Eddie, coach said afterward, this team needs to be more disciplined. He pointed to players being late for meetings and getting fined. Does this team need to be more disciplined?
You heard it from Coach Zimmer himself. You know, we're just going to continue to look forward to our leaders. You know, we have a great group of guys in this locker room, a great group of guys on this team who lead this team. And you know, the level of expectations is pretty high for the guys in the locker room. So I'm going to continue to hold each other accountable and just be professionals.
Gilmore, what do you need to do to get Greg and Cordero and the rest of the wide receivers more involved?
I think I could, you know, probably eliminate receivers quicker in my progression. You know, those guys are doing a great job on the outside of just fighting and, you know, competing and against the coverages that we're facing. So for me, you know, I could either eliminate receivers faster to get to those guys so that they're more involved in offense.
What was your impression of Jerick McKinnon's impact in the run game?
Jerick, he's a guy who's just been working hard ever since he arrived. And, you know, he's been able to learn from Matt. And Matt has been doing a great job of just teaching them. So, Jerky's been a huge contributor to our success. But, like I said, the expectation level is pretty high right now, and just going to expect a lot from each other.
What do you believe can be done to reduce the number of interceptions and quarterback sacks?
Like I said, it can be ball placement, my decision making, and just a trajectory whenever I'm throwing the ball. Well, you know, those guys do a great job up front of, you know, trying to protect the quarterback. And I think that I can help those guys out, you know, by getting rid of the ball faster, you know, not holding on to the ball and just playing faster.
Did the wind have much effect on downfield passing?
I don't believe so. You know, we have a solid game plan that we put together, and we just expected to execute what was called.
Last one.
Hey, do you think you're getting the same level of professionalism and attention to detail from all of your teammates?
I think so. You know, like I said, we have a great group of guys in this locker room, great group of guys on this team. And these guys are, you know, pros. They're pros for a reason. So and we all just play together and respect each other.
Thanks.
Thank you.